Hi there. The word for you today is pray for understanding. In 1 Kings 3 verse 9, we read the prayer of Solomon. He was very young and he was about to ascend the throne. And this is what he said, Lord, give your servant an understanding heart that I may discern between good and evil. Have you ever wondered why God made King Solomon the richest man in his day? Well, here's the answer, and I quote, God said, because you have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, but have asked for understanding, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. And I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings all your days. What a promise. But here's the point. Before you ask God for material success, get down on your knees and pray for wisdom and understanding. Why? Because when you have those two qualities, God can trust you with any other kind of success, because he knows you'll use it to do his will and glorify him. So what exactly is understanding? Well, it's the sum total of knowledge and wisdom. It's the ability to interpret life as God does, to see what he sees in a person or a situation. In other words, understanding is the ability to see through God's eyes, hear through his ears, think through his mind, and feel through his heart. What's the answer to marital conflict? Understanding. What's the answer to parent-teen conflict? Understanding. What's the answer to business conflict? Understanding. Proverbs 4 verse 7 says, in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor. So, the word for you today is, pray for understanding.